It's really hard to hear anything at home. But, you know, it's on the road, you can usually hear the communication. But at home, it's hard to hear what the offensive communication is. I mean, it's, sometimes those guys can barely hear it. So, and they do a good job of changing it up anyway. So I don't think it's that big of a. Even if you could hear it, I mean, I don't know, might do more harm than good. You know, like last year when San Diego's offside five times, you know, in the playoffs. So, I mean, you got to be careful on that with them. They do a really good job of changing it up. I mean, we've done the TV copy games and, you know, listen to them and all that, and it's. They do a good job. But it when you're playing at home, it's hard to hear what the offense is saying. You know, I think we have real good competition back there. Those guys come out every week and really compete well in practice. And we've had different combinations in games, both at the corner and safety position. And it's been, you know, good all the way through training camp. Those guys have done a good job of, know what to do, being somewhat interchangeable to a degree, and I think that certainly helped our depth and our matchups over the course of the season so far. You know, we'll see how it goes going forward, but it's a healthy competitive situation. Been great at stopping the run. They're the best team in the league at stopping the run. I don't know, 60-70 yards a game, whatever it is. Really hard to run on. They do a good job all the way across the board. On the outside, it's hard to get outside on Ware and Miller. It's hard to block the inside guys. Williams, obviously. Knighton, Wolf is a real good player in there. You know, got some plays out of Austin. Their linebackers run well, tackle well. Secondary supports well. So, yeah, it's hard to run on. They haven't, there have been a few, third and long runs, third and 19, gain 10, but that's, their runs, but they don't really count. They're not really that productive, so they've done a real good job in the running game. They've created a lot of second and longs, and teams on second and long trying to run when they think they're pass rushing, and it still ends up third and nine and that type of thing. They've been very good in short yardage, one of the best short yardage teams in the league. I think they're tied for first or second, whatever it is, but they're hard to run on every situation. So, yeah, that's definitely a big challenge for us. Yeah, there's a lot of players on their team that were there last year. A lot of players on our team that were there last year. I mean, there's more carryover in that game than there is in any other game. That's us. It's them. I mean, I don't know. It's the best matchup you could have to look at. Before the game, you go out there and see what you have. Go out there and pregame warm-ups. An hour and a half before the game, go out there and pregame warm-ups. Now you're a half hour before the game. See if there's been any change. And, you might, again, I don't think we're going to see anything out there we haven't practiced in. We've dealt with it in practice. We've dealt with it in other games through the course of time. Whatever it is. Played in hot weather, cold weather, calm, wind, rain, snow.